Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Colour of Secrets by Lindsay Ashford, performed by Heather Wilds. Prologue, October 1993. The photograph still startles me, even though I've looked at it a dozen times since it landed on the doormat. An elderly white woman with her arm around a beautiful black girl. The magazine has put us on its front cover with the line, "Mixed Blessings, Rhiannon's White Family." The article is to help publicise her new show. I understand that, of course, but I was worried when she told me about it. Afraid of what she would say about me. She knows only the bare bones of what happened because I didn't want to tell her. That was a terrible mistake. I wondered if she would tell them that my stubborn silence almost proved deadly. Thankfully, she told them the truth, but not all of it. She painted me much better than I am. And the real story? That will never be told. Not by me, anyway. Some things are too painful to put into words. Will he tell her? He stares out at me from the inside pages of the magazine. It's a picture of the two of us, taken that summer of 1943. There was a time when I couldn't have looked at it. Even now, I'm fighting back tears. But Rhiannon smiles at me as I turn the page over. I can hear her voice, as clear as if she was standing next to me. "Don't cry," she says. "Look at you and Grandad. You were happy. Weren't you? In the end." It's a question she has never really asked me. Perhaps she doesn't need to. Perhaps she thinks she knows the answer. Part 1. Eva. Chapter 1. June 1943. Eva sensed what was coming before she saw it. She could feel it through the soles of her boots. Catching her breath, she tasted smoke in the air. She heard the rumble of the wheels. It was the rhythm of carriages, not the usual clatter of coal wagons. Wiping her forehead with the cuff of her jacket, she leaned forward on the handle of her spade. The other women had heard it too. Shovels.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?